disappointing result. You know, it ain't the end yet. You know, we've still got three more points to play.
Joined by working manager Gary Hill. Gary, obviously, into what has been such a great season.
Disappointing result. You know, it ain't the end yet. You know, we've still got three more points to play, of course. And, you know, we do now know that we're not going to be in a playoff spot. But a tremendous effort from everybody at the football club in every way of form, you know, to turn around and go to the 45th game. And we've done brilliant all the way through. And today we came up short. We came up short today and, you know, never really got going in the first half. And they battled very, very hard. They got their goal, which I had no complaints about in respect to the first 45 minutes that we were 1-0 down. It wasn't a case it was too many chances, but as I say, we played into a quite a strong breeze out there, and it was quite tough defending on a bouncy, lively pitch, really. But, you know, changed it around at half time. We had to go 3-4-3 really to turn around and try and get back in the game. We got the early goal, we got the one back, and without doubt then there was a spell for 10 or 15 minutes where we had four or five very, very good chances to turn around and go in front of that chance or that time. But you know, for one reason or another, them chances were good opportunities which fell to players, weren't taken. And then I think that the last 15 minutes of the game came a little bit scrappy, really. I think that we're trying to push on from a 3-4-3. We even went 2-4-4. We threw everything at it. And, you know, you hit the bar and there's other glaring misses which, you know, nine times out of ten we go in the back of the net. It wasn't to be. So even though the changing room is a little bit dejected and disappointed at the moment in respect of that we haven't won today, I know the other teams have won, and all credit to them and good luck to them, you know. But, you know, it's always going to be a tall order this season after a tremendous season last year by coming ninth. With 68 points, and I thought it would be a tough ask to turn around and go and improve on that. And for the club to be in seventh position, the worst scenario we can be at the end of the season, and already got 73 points, it just proves how well the football club has done all the way around, on and off the pitch. So, you know, we've got Halifax at home next week, and hopefully the numbers will turn out, because I know the players do appreciate the support, what they've had up and down the country, home and away. The supporters play a big part. And as I say, we want to finish the season hopefully with three more points.
You mentioned those chances. Obviously, Scott Rendell's had such an incredible season. There can't be many games so far in this campaign where he's had three good chances like that and failed to take them.
Yeah, you get that, but you know, you get that, and that's where it is. But as I say, he's had a wonderful season, the same as everybody else. As I say, I don't want the season to finish next week. I wasn't ready for it to finish next week. I must be honest, the season seems to fly by this year. I think that when you're up in the thick of things, we've been in the top 10 all season. And hung in there consistent over the course of 45 games to date, and a remarkable achievement, as I say, for a part-time club punching against, you know, heavyweight clubs from the Football League who've got relegated. And when I look at them clubs who are behind us, not to name them, to, you know, rub salt into the wound, but for them, but we've certainly come along as a football club now, which has pushed in the right direction season in, season out, under the guidance of me and Steve Thompson, with everybody, you know, on and off the field trying hard for the club.